AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Joe Biden says he is ready to start the fight against the coronavirus.
This will be one of the most challenging operational efforts ever undertaken by our country.
Once he's sworn in, Biden says he's going to use the Defense Production Act to direct private manufacturing of coronavirus vaccines. The president-elect says the rollout of getting people vaccinated has been a disaster. His plan?
Create more places for them to get vaccinated. Mobilize more medical teams to get the shots in people's arms. Increase supply and get it out the door as soon as possible.
Another Biden push, wear a mask. He pointed out some Republican lawmakers.
What the hell's the matter with them? It's time to grow up.
It's the early stages as people charged in the Capitol riot go to court. But the AP's Sagar Magani reports the motives of some of the attackers are becoming clear.
In a court filing against an Arizona man, prosecutors write there's strong evidence the mob wanted to capture and assassinate elected officials. The Justice Department so far has not publicly released any specific evidence or say how the rioters plan to do that. The FBI's been looking at whether any rioters plan to take lawmakers hostage, focusing on men seen carrying zip ties and pepper spray.
Police in state capitals around the country are preparing for protests leading up to Inauguration Day Wednesday. Matt Miller is with the Secret Service.
All 50 state FBI JTTFs in the four territories are working 24 hours a day to pursue every lead, every credible threat, and run that to ground.
A source tells the AP when Joe Biden is sworn in Wednesday, President Trump will be out of town. He plans to leave the White House and Washington in the morning. The National Rifle Association has filed for bankruptcy protection. Stocks lower, the Dow down 177 points. This is AP News. China's president is calling on the former CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, to help him improve relations with the U.S.
The letter from Xi to Schultz, reported by the China news agency, is a rare direct communication from the paramount leader to a foreign business figure. Schultz opened Starbucks' first Chinese outlet in 1999 and is a frequent visitor. Xi wrote to Schultz to encourage him and Starbucks to continue to play an active role in promoting Chinese-U.S. economic and trade cooperation and the development of bilateral relations. The agency has given no indication whether the letter reflects an initiative to ask American corporate leaders to help change policy after President-elect Joe Biden takes office next week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A woman in North Carolina recognized as the oldest living Marine has died at the age of 107. Dorothy Schmidt Cole died of a heart attack. She enlisted in the Marines in 1943. Ed Donahue, AP News.